It wasn't the most inflammatory. It's not going to get the headlines. But the most interesting thing that Brady said in this interview to me was right at the very beginning when he told the story about the time he almost transferred from Michigan.
So I remember talking to, the people at Cal, because that was my second choice to go to Berkeley. And I was thinking, maybe I should go there because I'll get more of an opportunity to play. And then I went and I talked to, Lloyd Carr, who was the head coach at the time, and I said, I don't really think I'm going to get my chance here. I think I should leave. And he said, Tom, I want you to stay. And, I believe in you. I think you could be a good player, but you got to start worrying about the things that you can control. And, when he said that he wanted me there.
He says he was going to transfer. He was going to leave. Times were hard. Lloyd Carr said, I want you to stay. And then he said, because of that, I stayed. And then you juxtapose it to now. I think that's all. This has been going on in Tom Brady's mind for 30 years now. He just wants to be wanted. All he wanted was Belichick to say, I want you to stay.
Well, you see, that's why I never get upset, Brady, when you hear about, okay, this quarterback transferred to this school and he didn't get his chance here. And people go, well, just beat him out. You shouldn't just quit like that. Everybody went through that. Even they all want to play. It's a position. Only one gets to play. And guess what? Sometimes only one gets to play for 2-3 years. And you're sitting on the bench for how long? So, he wanted to play. He has the same aspirations. He was a lot younger there. And it's the same attitude as it is right now. He's been consistent all these years.
And good for Lloyd Carr to convince him to stay because Drew Henson was already standing in his way at Michigan. So, the fact that he was able to keep him there and still not guarantee Tom Brady that job with the Wolverines is kind of a miracle.
And continue on along the same theme of this is who Brady has been throughout his entire life. Stern asked him the question about what was it like for you to know that you were Belichick's guy early in your career?
As it shook out in college, what I realized was when you're not their guy, it's just there's a different dynamic. And then when I got to the Patriots, Coach Belichick had drafted me, and you're right, I was his guy. And, I think when you're their guy, they want you to succeed too. So
Brady, it's a theme here in his life of wanting to be wanted, of wanting to be accepted, and of wanting to be somebody's guy. And I truly think that if Bill Belichick had wrapped his arm around Tom Brady and said, hey, we're rolling with you and you're who we want, he would be a Patriot right now.
Well, we can thank Mo Lewis for him being Belichick's guy.
But still, he drafted him, he's saying. He's saying that he drafted him, he believed in him, and Brady always appreciates that.
It's just one of those thoughts I love.
But you say that now, but I don't think Bill's ever said that to Tom. Hey, you're our guy, even after the injury to Bledsoe, which is what makes Tom Brady what he is right now. Could you imagine if Belichick said, hey, Tom, you're our guy. We'll just go with you. Let's do this. Maybe Tom doesn't have the drive exactly to become what he's become now. Maybe that was part of what has driven him for so much.
Yeah, but did he really need to be told he's the guy when he's still staying in a 41-0 Patriots lead halfway through the fourth quarter through much of his career? Did he need that verification from Belichick that he was the guy? Obviously he was the guy.
Yeah, I don't know how you're reading it, Rich. I just think Brady is a guy who's shown us now. This is not new at 43 that he wanted to be wanted. It was his case at 18. It was his case at 22. It was his case when he first got in the league. This is who Tom Brady is. He likes to be liked. He likes to be valued. And he wants to be appreciated. And when you give that to him, he responds to that. And when he was in Lloyd Carr's office in Michigan in 1996 or whatever it was that he tried to transfer or wanted to transfer, Lloyd Carr, all it took to get him to stay was, we want you here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all it would have taken to get him to stay now.
Brady, how is this any different? When Tom Brady, you said he needs to be, loved or shown appreciation. How's it any different than like a Draymond Green listing every person drafted ahead of him? Emmitt Smith did that also. And just holding a grudge for the rest of your career. It what drives people, that's what people do.
Yeah, it is what people do. But I think Brady ultimately, he knocked down all of these people who had been drafted above him. And all he wanted here was Belichick to put his arm around him. Again, I don't think this is rocket science, but when you listen to a 2-hour interview in which I kept coming back to a central theme,
Yeah.
This happened to Tom Brady at 18. He wanted to be appreciated.
Yep.
This happened to Tom Brady at 42. He wanted to be appreciated. And this kind of goes with what we've thought about Brady. Everybody who's come on this show that we've ever had that's a former player, they've all said good things about him. They don't say he's arrogant. They don't say he's a jerk. They don't call him a D-bag. They all say he's one of the guys. He's a nice guy. Yep. Everybody respects him. He wants to be liked. He wants to be wanted, and that's always been the case, Rich.
Well, that's why it's amazing to me, and I know maybe it's because he was free of Belichick and the Patriots' way, but I'm somewhat surprised that he was willing to go on with Howard Stern, especially for 2 hours. I mean, that's putting a lot of trust in Howard Stern in Tom Brady's mind, in my opinion, because Howard Stern could have asked him absolutely anything.
Oh, he did ask him almost anything. Pretty much. By the end of it, he was talking about Rob Gronkowski's stature, let's say that.
Well, you were talking about Draymond Green. Can you imagine Tom Brady spending a time talking about all the guys who were picked before him? All 198.
Wow. I'm surprised he didn't have like some strawberries for them and say, come on, Tom, just have one. Do you have one?
Well, you got Tom Brady to admit that he smoked weed in high school.
Yeah. Said he drank.